Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church, and I'm your pastor of the day. Well, here we are in the second week of Advent, the time of year when we look forward to celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Advent services include lighting a different candle on an Advent wreath each Sunday. The first candle represents the hope we have in the coming of Jesus. This week's candle is a candle of peace, as he is the Prince of Peace. Here in North America, the term peace has been clearly connected with the absence of conflict. But there is conflict. War in Israel, war in the Ukraine, war popping up across the Middle East. It seems that there's no end of conflict that mankind devises. Jesus tells us in John chapter 16, "But a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Now, you know, the Jewish people have a Hebrew term for peace. It is shalom. Not just a simple term, it has a multidimensional meaning. Shalom is one of the images for salvation in the Bible. The Hebrew word refers most commonly to a person being uninjured and safe, whole and sound. Shalom experience is multidimensional. Complete well-being, physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. It flows from all of one's relationships being put right, that is, right with God, and with oneself, and with others. It denotes harmony and completeness. To have shalom is to have not only a quiet life, but also to be fulfilled in every way. So how is Christ the Prince of Peace? Well, using this definition in Scripture, he is the one who makes peace between God and man. Ephesians chapter 2 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself a new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. He makes peace in this life possible because of his saving work." Do you have peace? Are you walking with the Lord? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you have the Holy Spirit living in you? You can. Seek his forgiveness, accept the gift he has for you through his sacrifice, and ask him to dwell within you. Then you can have peace. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, your pastor of the day.